She can do way more with that. No.
She can do way more. What's she gonna do with that spussy? Wait,
what does that spussy do, bro?
Welcome back to another episode of AP Podcasting. I'm your host, Xavi. Today we have one of my friends, special guest, one of my colleagues from one of my favorite places to work ever, and I'm sure it's still his favorite place to work.
Definitely. Definitely my favorite place.
What's up, Logan?
Nothing much, man. Just fucking here in
long time no see.
Anti-podcast. Before we record this, I probably haven't seen Xavier in like... my promotion brunch, like, literally...
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, the last time you saw me was when you were bringing me my stuff after I got fired.
No. That was the time before that, though. Yeah. It was over a year ago, for sure.
Yeah, it was crazy. This is our second time, so he's kind of confused.
Yeah, this is my second intro to the podcast. We had one that was foiled by, hopefully, like, an attempted murder or something.
Yeah,
sirens.
It's like four ambulances, so yeah. Someone should be dead for that, because you just interrupted my show with my three followers.
Fucking anti-podcast. You heard it here first.
So today we are finna get into this conversation that Logan and I have been trying to have for a minute. I know he wanted to actually do a podcast on anime. Yes. His own with our friend Dante. Friends of the show. Hey, Dante, you better be listening, bitch.
Yeah, bro, he's definitely he's gonna have to.
So I figured I would bring him on here. Dante was supposed to be here, but we had some family business, so it's all good. Maybe we'll do a part two with Dante.
We gotta do a part two.
But let's get into it. I won't ask this question because it kind of threw you off first.
Yeah.
But I'll give you time to think about it now. So new shows that are kind of slept on. What do you think are...
Dude,
anything
else? Okay, I'll go ahead and say it.
We'll start with anime, and then we can kind of transform into manga later.
Anime is what people watch. Hardly manga community, I feel like it's small. But
there
anime right now is kind of shitty, not gonna lie.
I agree.
It's not good. It hasn't been good in three seasons. I think that, like, obviously, like, the big shows that are popular right now are I'm sure they're slept on shows that I haven't been watching.
Yeah.
I did start a new 2020 anime last night on Amazon Prime called Blade of the Immortal, and I've never heard of it before.
I saw it when I was scrolling through Prime because I just signed up for Prime Video, even though I've had Prime for like 2 years, but there was never anything I wanted to watch other than, like, I used to have to watch The Boys, but I didn't really like it. I don't like superheroes.
Yeah,
we've had this conversation.
Like completely, like, different.
It was fine. I just, like, if it's on, I'll watch it, but I'm not going out of my way to watch the new
episode. It's so gruesome. It's great. it's so accurate to how it would be in real life.
Oh, yeah,
probably. There are superheroes, though.
I know for a fact, like, for my favorite, like, I don't know if it's probably not even underrated, but my favorite out right now that, like, now they actually, it's actually not even out now, they just took a break, fucking Fire Force.
I couldn't finish the second season. I couldn't do it.
Why?
I read ahead in the manga, and I, like, got the
don't
end.
Spoil it, because I haven't read the manga.
I won't, I wouldn't spoil, but,
Well, we can spoil old ones, like, that are been done.
Oh, yeah, of course. But, like, I don't know. It's just the animation's beautiful. I'm going to come back to it eventually. It's on my comeback, like, my anime list. Y'all want to follow me on my anime list? You can go to Low Gains at my anime list.
I will post it in the description.
And I have that one on, like, I'm going to come back to it. I took a break. I got, like, I got to the point after, like, the talking animals and shit. And, and then that's when I stopped watching.
Okay, but did you watch what happened after that?
Okay, like, so I saw them go to the facility next to
you
Nolan
saw the
Earth
lady in black.
Yeah, yeah.
And you stopped there?
Yes.
That explains the whole thing.
But
I know you read the manga, but that explains everything.
Well, I didn't read the entire manga. I only read, like, the last five chapters.
Damn.
I just went straight to the ending.
Oh, my God.
And I'm terrible, I know. I spoil everything for everyone and myself. Like, anybody who knows me that listens
I like
to this,
spoilers, too.
I spoil shit accidentally. I'd be like, oh, did you... Oh, how far are you? Like, immediately, like,
oopsies.
Oh, did you know Dry dies?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Yeah, oh, like, that... Like,
starts crying.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God. I had someone just now start fucking Naruto, and I was like, you're fucking late.
My friend Ben just watched... He watched the entire thing in a month.
Oh, no. How?
It was insane. He works 3 days a week.
Okay.
Ben, I'm going to make Ben listen to this. Give him a shout out.
I was like,
I'm about to
what?
Give you, I'm about
I was
to give
like,
you at least 60.
This man watched 800 episodes in 3 months.
You skip the fillers, man. Oh. Skip the fillers.
I like listening to the fillers.
Oh, no.
I like fillers.
Dude. I watch...
It depends on which one.
You know...
Like do, okay, do you count Itachi's backstory as filler?
No, that's totally canon.
Okay, so, yeah. but to me, but that's all flashbacks, so well, that's filler to me.
No, that flashbacks aren't filler. Whoa. No, this man knows nothing about storytelling right here, bro. If you think flashbacks are filler, they're essential.
No, my fucking biggest pet peeve with some of the shows, like Dragon Ball Z used to do that shit all the time.
Yeah.
The fucking flashbacks in the middle of the fucking
fight. It's world building.
I get that. But build it later. Build it after or before.
Before.
Lead it up to the fight and then do a straight fight.
That's shonen, though. That's why I don't like
But that's
shonen.
All of them. Even, like, during the fucking... Even during the Ninja War with all the reanimations. Like, I don't need to know everything about each 7 ninja swordsmen. Like, that shit's... Yeah. I don't give a shit.
Oh, dude, the war...
Like that's filler to me. Even though it's a flashback. Or even reminding us of Zabuza and Haku.
A lot of the war was filler.
Yeah.
In the anime. Yeah. Like, if you look up a filler guide on your phone... Like, I constantly had one up. I watched One Piece about 3 years ago.
I try at least once a year.
I watched the entire anime, and then I read from... I started... This is my introduction to manga was One Piece. And I read...
Damn, I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah, I read the remaining, like, the next arc that was already out in the manga. Still ongoing. I read it, you know.
Yeah.
Oda's been cranking them out. Like, I read them every week. Me and Dante are, like, really big on it. But that shit has the way worse than anything else.
Oh, yeah. Because I've got to... So, you want to know how far I am behind? I think I'm at the part where the dragon... In like season one.
Oh, dude, that's
I have like 20,000 episodes.
You haven't even gotten to the story yet.
Yeah.
Like Oh my gosh.
When I was a kid, it was on Adult Swim, Toonami, and all that shit. So I remember watching the Buggy the Clown arc.
Yes, I watched it.
Even though that's way farther down the line.
Remember his name, but the guy with the cat claws and shit. You remember that? Yeah.
I remember watching the Don Flamingo. I remember watching Buggy the Clown arc. I've watched Don Flamingo.
Doflamingo, yeah.
Doflamingo, whatever.
Don Quixote Doflamingo.
Yeah, I know.
Baller name, bro. That's a flat.
And then they had a Killicam pink fucking flamingo trench coat.
He did some goat shit. He had the drip, bro.
That shit is goaty
to me. I have to send you a picture. I have a, they have the transponder snails in that show, and that's how they communicate. They're like cell phones.
I have a question. Did they fucking nerf Sanji?
No. Sanji got buffed hard.
Really?
Recently. Yeah,
because whenever I watch Sanji, he was always getting his ass beat, but he was always my favorite character.
Dude, Sanji is probably... No, Zoro's my favorite character for sure.
Zoro's raw.
Zoro's so sick, but,
And I've also I've seen some of the newest
amazing.
So
right?
I saw the one where the episode I can't remember the villain's name because I really wasn't I was watching the subs but I was eating so I can only do two things at once.
Yeah, I feel you.
So it was when he took all of Luffy's pain in that bubble and was like told Zoro to step in it.
Oh, that's pre-time skip though. That's Thriller Bark, dude. That's pre-time skip.
Didn't even get that far.
Yeah, that's a historic episode though. Yeah. There's
that's a good ass. That's when I was like, okay, Zoro is that like 100 that nigga.
And did you get to see like him when he was like standing there bloody as shit and everybody walked? Dude, that shit's hard as fuck, bro. Yeah, Zoro, hard as fuck.
I liked him. Like I liked a lot of the villains in One Piece too. Like the villains I really didn't like were the fucking Navy. Because some of the Navy guys were just so fucking annoying.
Well, yeah, they introduce way cooler. Like the Navy admirals are really cool. All the ones that
the
are
one
low-ranking.
That had the coat and he stood like he had the coat
like,
but he never had the sleeves on.
I don't even. Smoker.
Yes. Yeah. He was raw.
Yeah, he's cool.
He pissed me off because he's with
the
Navy.
But he's like an anti.
But he used to be a pirate.
There's other. Well, you don't even know because you didn't get that far. But like Luffy's grandfather is like a hero in the Navy. Like he's still alive. Like he's the one who captured the King of the Pirates. Like you should
Black
pick it up.
Blackbeard, right?
No, Gold D. Roger.
I remember watching the Ace arc too and explaining.
Oh, the
Ace
the Marine Ford arc. Yeah. That's the probably
like the
my
prologue
favorite
or some shit kind of. Well, like Kid Luffy.
No. That's after so Ace dies.
Yeah. I knew that.
Yeah. Okay. But like you're never gonna watch it. I know that. I know for sure you're never gonna watch it. Don't kid yourself. You should start watching it now in the arc that it's currently in.
Bro, if I started watching it now, I feel like I won't be done till the end of the year.
No, watch the new newest season that's out now. Toei up the animation.
Do I have to know anything?
I can summarize it, and I could summarize the whole thing in 20 minutes on the podcast. I can write you a long text. Right. It's fine. I can tell you what episode. You can watch like 30 episodes, and you should know. You're gonna. They do bring up shit all the time.
It's on Funimation.
It's on Funimation.
Okay, because I don't have Crunchyroll anymore. I have Funimation. Because Crunchyroll be pissing me off.
Too many people leech my Crunchyroll.
Yeah.
Can't be doing that. Crunchyroll, don't cut me out. I can't stream. I used to stream Crunchyroll on Discord all the time, and I think they, like, realized that. Like, my IP.
They said,
like,
this one person is, like, fucking it up for all of us.
I don't know. I can't stream
Netflix.
It anymore. Well, it's
like Netflix. Netflix used to be able to screen record on your phone. Yeah. Now you can't.
No, it's crazy. Yeah.
Fucking goofy technology. Ass. Yeah. Fucking goofy. Let me fucking pirate this.
Like, if it's a pandemic, let me torrent like, they're not going to be at my house watching it. Come on, man. I mean,
So that One Piece was the first anime I've ever gotten into, like, as a kid and everything.
No. I started watching Dragon Ball Z when I was 5.
Okay, so yeah. Everybody's first.
Yeah, Dragon. I started watching Dragon Ball Z.
If you're in
Z
America,
when I was
5. First was probably Dragon Ball Z just because it was on TV.
Yeah, I just saw, like, the other cartoons. Like, I was really into other cartoons. Yeah. But then I, like, happened to just wake up one morning and saw, like, I literally, the first episode I ever saw was. Literally Goku going Super Saiyan for the first time.
Oh, really?
So, like, what an amazing, like, introduction to anime, because I'm just like, holy crap, this guy just fucking killed
blonde,
this kid.
Yeah.
And then he just started screaming and turned blonde. Like, this is cool.
It only took 4 episodes.
I wanted, but then I wanted to be Krillin that Halloween. How does that make
Why
sense?
Why do you want
to
be Krillin?
Dude, that's a
kid
thing.
Did you shave your head?
No, my mom wouldn't let me.
Damn.
She wouldn't buy it. She looked online, she saw our
What about a bald wig
time.
Cap?
We couldn't find this is before the internet, or we're before the internet was popping off. We had to go to Party City. They didn't have no Krillin costumes at Party City.
but I know that, I know, yeah, if you're pretty much in America, like, your first is always probably Dragon Ball Z.
For sure.
I know mine was Dragon Ball Z, but I had all the games. I had fucking, I didn't have any of the actual DVDs for it, but I've seen everything. You don't really need to, you know what happens, and... When you play more, all of the games, it's the same fucking story every time. So it don't really matter. Yeah. Like, the first one that actually had a story was Xenoverse, and that came out.
Kakarot was really good, like, good at
the I haven't, story. So, I haven't, I think I literally just took Gohan fishing. And that's,
oh, yeah,
and I
did
stopped.
That led the very first
Because
mission,
I literally
20
was like, because I was like, this tutorial is taking fucking forever, I don't want to tell you this.
So,
like, and it's not one of those ones you can skip. I was like, bro, fuck fishing with Gohan, like, I would
it's
be Goku and abandon
experience.
His ass too.
It literally does go through pretty much everything. It adds some, like,
it's just Dragon Ball Z Grand Theft Auto.
Really? No, it could be way cooler, and I would call it Grand
Theft
Auto.
Oh my god,
Auto,
if you could just be like, if you could just be Goku and just kill people, that'd be fucking sick.
That'd be insane.
A GTA 5 mod for fucking Goku.
Oh yeah, that'd be sick. I'm sure that's out there. It's for sure out there. But
I know, like, majority of people love Dragon Ball Z. I think that was the one, like, everybody starts with as a kid, but what's the one that, like, you first decided to, like, stream, or, like, first one that you, like, watched, like, beginning to
this
end?
This is,
like,
this
and
is
you
embarrassing.
Were, and you were, like, aware.
So, I watched, obviously, like, everything on Toonami when I was growing up, and then I watched, like, Naruto a little bit, like, through middle school and early high school, and I just completely dropped off anime. I just was only watching skate videos. It's the only thing I was doing. And then, explains my personality. And, at the end, like, the beginning of my senior year, my friend James used to always be talking about, like, anime and shit. And
right.
I was like, I didn't think it was, like, a thing. And then Toonami, like, had just resurged.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember this.
It wasn't for very long.
Yeah. And I
he
was
like, we're back, bitches.
Well, no, I didn't even mean to. I never watched cable.
Oh, really?
And I turned on my TV one night, and it was the episode of Sword Art Online where Kirito and Asuna are, like, living in the cabin.
Yeah.
And, like, they're like, and
it's
I
been
was
been forever since I've seen Sword Art.
And I was just, like, watching this, and I was like, I cannot believe, like, this level, like, of emotion or anything can be, like, described in anime.
Right.
Like, this is weird. Like,
Sword Art was very vivid.
I didn't know, my only exposure to anime really was just, like, the shonens that I saw, and, like, I just thought it was ridiculous shit like that.
Bro, you knew, like, I knew as a kid, if I woke up and bo was playing, I was, like, 4 in the morning.
Oh, dude, I watched it
it was
all
time
the time.
It was, like, it was immediately just, like, if I woke up and the TV was still on and that shit was playing, it's time to go back to, like, just immediately just go back
it.
To sleep.
I watched it.
I could not, like, function because as soon as
and
I saw this nigga's
Bell,
mustache
like,
wiggling like that, I was, like, but one of the ones I used to love, it's not really anime. I guess it is.
Yeah.
fucking Boondocks.
The Boondocks is the most American anime.
But it's so
lit. It's so Japanese. Like, it does have, like, a lot of
Afro Samurai cameo.
It totally, like, they did a good job.
Even Boondocks the celebs. Is sick,
though. I watched Boondocks, like, 4 or 5 times. Yeah. I know you had, this motherfucker Xavier used to quote Boondocks all day in the fucking office. All day. We worked a cubicle across from each other, and constantly Boondocks
references. Yeah, absolutely. And if R. Kelly goes to jail, I'll piss on your cat.
Bro, so all day.
I loved, they're rebooting it. I don't know how it's going to go, but I will tune in.
I'm going
to
watch
it. They can't say half the shit they used to say.
So that's why Dante needs to be on here, because he is way more opinionated than I am about anime.
But he's going to talk cash shit.
Oh, he'll talk shit hard. But, like, straight up, though. Okay, whoa. I gotta get back on topic. Like, I got, like, so sidetracked. I'm about to start talking about The Office again. What were we talking about? I don't remember.
We can change the subject. I can drop all that shit out. No, we were talking about, like what got you involved. Like, what kind of opened your experience to it. So you said, blah, blah, blah.
No, all of a sudden, dumb shit. I watched Sword Art Online in high school. All in one fucking day, the entire show.
I kind of got bored.
Well, I watched the whole thing in a day. Like, I mean, I literally, like, did nothing all day and watched the whole thing. Right. And was just like, whoa. Like, this, again, the second half of the season was kind of trash. But the first part was, I still think it's good. I still think it's okay. I don't think it's great. Like, I've watched so much other shit. I've absorbed so much other content that, like, but I still remember that entire first season, like, to a T, like, and I've watched it over again just to see, like, how bad it actually was. Still holds up, I think. But then after that,
it's a classic. Like, you can, when you talk about anime, like, you have to fucking talk about Sword Art.
Yeah, but I think, like, it's like
classics. Like, I think there's 5 classics that you have to talk about, which is Dragon Ball, Naruto, Full Metal Alchemist.
Oh, Cowboy Bebop is one of those.
Yeah,
I say that.
Cowboy Bebop and Inuyasha, those are my 5. Okay,
so that is not my 5 at
really?
All.
Really? Like, now classics?
Now that I've watched...
Like, you feel... Well, like, you've seen... Like, you're not... Like, even... Classic to me are, like, people that don't even watch anime know about these shows.
Okay, well, again, we're talking classics, like, America classics. Like, this is our age group classics.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're, like... Now that I've watched so much...
Do you think
much,
Inuyasha and, like, Bleach and them is our age? Because that's, like, 90s, 80s, right?
That was what was airing for us in America when we were...
That means, but it was out in, like,
but it was
the 80s.
Out, like, that's a completely, a completely different time period. But it didn't start airing in America until, you know, the late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. And that's when we were watching that content.
Yeah.
So we got things late, and there are other things that we just got what we got, right. And that was it. And we sometimes didn't even get the whole thing. Like, they didn't show the entire season. They skipped around seasons. We didn't get everything.
Yeah.
Or at least we didn't watch everything. Like, I know I wasn't, like,
I remember, like, the shows that I remember, like, airing, like, as a kid. Not even as a kid. Probably, like, 10, like, middle school. Were, like, Inuyasha, Yu Yu Hakusho, Cowboy Bebop, fucking all those shits. So I always associate those with, like, the classics, because everybody, even if you don't watch anime, you know about those shows.
Yeah.
Or you've seen pictures of them. You've seen
GIFs. But now,
GIFs.
Like, anime is so, like, the kids that are growing up now, anime is so kind of mainstream now. Like, we're fucking doing
everybody,
a podcast about
talking everybody
about anime.
Has, like, everybody has, like, talked about it. You fucking see TikToks and shit.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, my God.
I'm
TikTok's
so glad I'm not in fucking...
I don't have that shit.
I'm so glad I'm not even in, like, school anymore. Because, like, if we were in school when TikTok was a thing... Bitch, I would have jumped off a bridge.
I mean,
you would people would be
Vine
making like
TikToks. Vine
was already
hard enough, dude.
Nah, people would have been making TikToks like, here are the ugliest girls at my school, and then like a fucking list and like pictures in the like a green screen background.
Yeah, bro,
it's like ugly pictures.
Cyberbullying wasn't really there yet, like it is now, dude. Nah. It definitely would have been going off.
They would
off.
Be like, here are all the flops of my school.
Dude,
I'm saying this out of experience.
Oh,
this is
I
what
know
I would
that
say.
I know. I mean, dude, I went to Pinellas Park High
like,
School.
Like, here are these trash ass bitches that I go to school with.
Where did you go? Did you go somewhere?
I went to Largo.
Oh, okay.
I went to Osceola, got kicked out, and went to Largo.
Makes sense. Okay, gotcha.
They were like, you have 40 demerits. And I was like, what the fuck's a demerit? They were like, what middle school did you go to? I was like, Largo. They were like,
okay.
Oh, that explains it.
Bye bye.
And then they kicked
me out. You didn't miss out on anything.
Yeah, I fucked that school. But, yeah, I don't know. When I think of classics, I always think of the, like, 90s, 80s. Like, Bleach, fucking, all of them. But those aren't my favorites. Like, none of those are even on, like, my top 5.
Oh, no. Honestly, a lot of the, like, I've never watched Bleach, honestly.
Really?
Yeah, it's on my list to watch.
I liked Bleach because it was, like, one of the first, like, times I've saw black people, like, in anime.
Yeah, that's true.
Because there was a lot of black characters, and there was not a lot. There was at least like two or three. I mean, that popped up repeatedly.
Yeah, there's still not a lot. There's not.
I loved when Naruto had like introduced the Hidden Cloud Village, and it was just black people.
Oh, dude, that shit was sick. I was like,
segregation? Absolutely, fuck them people.
Maybe Darui. Darui's one of my favorite characters.
I like Darui and Omoi.
Oh yeah,
Omoi was they nerfed him as fuck.
Yeah,
they nerfed the fuck out of him because he's in Boruto.
Dude,
he was fighting.
I don't even want to talk about Boruto.
Like,
for sure.
So you haven't, but you haven't kept up.
No, I read every chapter of the manga.
So you're up, caught up with Kara and.
I've read every chapter of the manga.
So you still don't like it? Because I didn't like it to begin with, but as they introduced Kawaki and then.
Yeah, I haven't haven't watched the anime at all because of all the filler shit. And I didn't start watching when the Kawaki arc started. I might. But, it's just not Naruto. I know it's not supposed to be, but again, I don't want to watch ninjas versus aliens. I don't want to watch ninjas versus aliens.
So, but okay, but that was what the last one was.
At the end. At the end.
They're not even really aliens.
I liked Madara. No, they're aliens, bro. You haven't gotten far enough. They do be flying. They're fucking aliens. No, they... you read the manga?
I'm with Kawaki. He's now living with Naruto.
Yeah, no, they're aliens. They are from a different planet.
They fucking nerfed Sasuke. They fucking nerfed
Wait till they animate the current shit. This nigga
is really the strongest person on the planet, and now he's getting washed by a fishing hook.
I can't spoil this stuff because people would be pissed, but you would be pissed. This podcast would completely change if I told you what happened right now. It's bad.
I didn't mind Boruto because you said it's not Naruto. I never liked Naruto as a main character. One of my least favorite main characters of all time.
Well, I know you're like a Sasuke
fanboy.
A Sasuke fan.
I am, but that's not the reason. I just like...
Itachi's the best character in the show. That's the end of it. No,
not me. Bro, we don't even have to talk. We don't even have to talk about my dogs like that.
Itachi's the best character in the show.
They're the goats, but that's fine. They're Itachi and fucking...
Who? Describe. Fuck. What does he do?
I'm trying to think of his name. The fucking I'm so strong. Give me a disease. Oh, fucking Kimimaro.
Oh yeah, he's raw. Yeah,
Kimimaro was overpowered as fuck. They had to give that nigga a disease to fucking
You saw that the only time that power was used again was the final enemy Naruto. I mean, it was obviously overpowered power.
Yeah,
he was a sick character. I mean, I wish he got more.
Them niggas were the I'm so strong. You have to kill me with a disease. Gang.
Yeah, for sure.
So them niggas were raw. I don't agree with like when people talk all that shit. Like Itachi could solo fucking Madara. That's not happening.
No, I don't think he could solo him for sure. I think he could beat him with like Sasuke and Naruto.
I think all three of them could beat him
easily.
But like, I don't think
like Naruto and Sasuke like without their final forms. I think that it would have been over. I would have liked the show better if Madara won. Honestly, I would have liked
it. It wouldn't have been a thing. It would have just been a dream.
That would have been why I was so sick. I would have liked that.
Well, someone said that the ending is Kakashi's. Dream infinite Tsukiyomi. No,
that's not what it is.
This is what happened. Like, no.
It's alien bullshit. That's what they did to the show. Don't watch Naruto.
What are some shows out right now that you think are like super underrated? They don't even have to be out.
I mean, I like.
Actually, I think I asked you that. Yeah,
you did. So that was the first cut, man.
The second one because we were talking about Fire Force. Second time.
Oh.
So I'll ask a different.
Editing, man. I'm fucking you up.
No, you're good. I have to do a lot of editing every time. What is the anime that you love that you wish got more attention?
I feel like the anime, like, I can't narrow down a favorite anime. Actually, there is one anime that I really like that I think more people need to watch, and that's Darker Than Black. I don't know if you've never heard of it. You never heard of it?
No.
Dude, you'd like that show.
Really?
You'd really like the protagonist. Okay. It's dark.
It's dark. I can't really.
Yeah, it's darker than black. Basically, it's a world. There's people that are born with powers, but it's not just normal. Like, it's not just like they can use their powers. Like, they're fucking superheroes, like My Hero Academia. Each person has a different like reaction to using their powers, like that, like, but like it's not like a normal reaction. Like some person would have to chain smoke cigarettes for a certain amount of time, depending on how long he uses powers. Like it's like,
well, penalty. It's kind of like Fire Force because they all like get their like generation fires by doing different things. They have to awaken it.
No, they don't have to awaken shit. They're born with the power. They use it. Someone might have to eat grass. Like literally, after you use your power, you have to eat grass, or you might have to eat shit. Like literally, it's like a penalty for using your power. So then like.
Oh, certain, so they're aware of it.
Yeah.
They just don't want to use it because of the repercussions.
Well, some people do. Some people have different repercussions than others. Sometimes it's simple. Sometimes, like, people have to, like, speak just, in a different fucking language. Like, legitimately, okay. That's, like, in the... But none of that really matters. That's just the overall world. The story's really good. They created, like, an OVA series afterwards that, like, wraps it up called Gemini of the Meteor. Darker than Black Gemini of the Meteor, I believe. I know
if it's on Funimation.
When I watched it, it was on Hulu. I believe it was on Funimation.
Well, I have Hulu, too. I can check that. One of my favorites that nobody pays attention to is Michigo and Hachin.
I've never watched it.
Really?
I mean,
I love shows with female and protagonists, and especially because Michigo is, like villain turned good. She's not really a villain. She's just a bad bitch.
Yeah.
She just, like, there's no superpowers, no nothing. It's just drama.
Yeah.
So you don't know what it's about?
I mean, no, not really.
Really?
No, it's literally just about
a melanin queen, a young black lady, titties popping, booty out, doing her damn thing. She kind of looks like Megan Thee Stallion. I shit you not. And she just kind of finds a white girl, and they kind of like become friends.
Which vibe out.
One of those things where it's like they start off like, she's like, just why is this fucking kid here? Like, get this fucking kid away from me, and then they become friends. I'm trying to remember what other show is like that. Where it's like, it's a kid, and then they're like, kind of thinking themselves as a babysitter, but the kid grows on them.
I mean, there's a lot of content out there.
I can't remember what it literally is. It's literally just kind of like, she ends up having to like babysit this kid, but then she actually starts to like him, and they become grown. Yeah.
Like the Paul Rudd movie on Netflix.
But it's like, I just love, like, she'd be beating the shit out of like white cops and shit. Nice. I love to see it. And the kid be like hitting people with baseball bats. It's so fucking funny.
That's pretty sound. That sounds pretty sick. Who's your favorite female protagonist, then?
Protagonist?
Or protagonist-oriented. I mean, there's definitely good female antagonists.
Satsuki from Kill la Kill.
Okay, yeah.
I've never been
able to finish Kill la Kill.
Really?
I know I've slept through the entire show multiple times, but
you know the concept?
Yeah.
It doesn't get more than that.
I know, that's why.
You know the mom? Do you ever hear about the mom?
I mean, I barely remember. Like, it's okay. But I have seen, like, a lot of... probably almost all the episodes.
It's literally just like, boom, plot twist. Like, you could probably see it coming if you watched it, if you paid attention, and then happy ending.
Gotcha.
But Satsuki was just, I don't know, she was the shit, and she like had all like just a bad bitch with titties out and had everybody at her will. Like, well, how do you make a school like dangerous?
Did you like Esmarch, the chick from Akamega Kill, the villain? Death Esmarch.
Yeah, I know you're talking about.
The blue-haired chick. That show has, like, a little bit... Like, it's a great show, but, like, that show's super fanservice-y.
You know who fucking bothered me? All of the females in Demon Slayer.
I don't like Demon Slayer.
I grew on me.
I liked the anime. Yeah. I liked that arc. I liked the manga. Didn't like the end of the manga. Attack on Titan just finished.
You be relying too much on the mangas, and I've seen a lot of shows that they change the ending in the anime.
Yeah, but I don't like that. I don't like that.
Stick to the story, man.
I mean, you can change it, but like usually when they do change it in the anime, usually that's the worst ending, like out of the two.
Well, so they changed the Soul Eater ending.
Yeah, I never read the manga for that, so...
I like the ending in the anime more than I like the ending in the manga.
The manga probably just stops.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's why they have to end
because they hit you with the Soul Eater Knot, which I hated.
I never tried.
I wanted just a part two of Soul Eater. I didn't want a Soul Eater Knot.
Are the characters still in it or anything? Or
Maka and Solar.
But, like...
It's three new characters. Is it
a continuation of the story?
No, it's just, like, Maka... Side story? I think Soul becomes a Death Scythe. And Maka is kind of like an instructor. They're not any older. I think they're probably like 2 or 3 years older, but it's just a new generation of Meisters. Meisters and weapons. So it just like, it just, but they're lame. There's no really like, it's more just like a non-canon. Like, it's almost like Rock Lee and his ninja pals.
It looked like an OVA series to me. It looked like something that didn't actually
like. It looked like Rock Lee and his ninja pals.
Is that a manga though? Like, I don't. I never really.
Soul Eater not. Yeah.
That's stupid. I thought it was just like a light novel.
Yeah, there's
series.
A book.
I don't know. I liked Soul Eater. I liked the one. Soul Eater is one of the first first animes that I actually started watching when I got back into anime.
Soul Eater was the first one on Netflix I went. See, like, a whole thing.
Yeah, I've watched it more than once.
I put my friend Christina on it. She likes it. Christina's was watching... Christina told me to watch a bunch of shit, but I can't remember. And she likes girl anime. She's like, she's a girl, so I know her shit is way different than mine. Because she likes... Like, she, if I showed you her Twitter, you would see the animes that she, like, the screenshots that she likes, and you would be like, these fucking shows? Well,
like, I watch, like, sad slice of life. And, like, I've seen Clan Ad and After Story and Anohana and shit like that. And
yeah.
I mean, like, I mean, you've probably seen Erased.
I have.
Yeah. I mean, that's
cool. I have to include on my underrated list before we continue.
Oh, okay.
What did I say? Michiko and Hachin. Fuck, what was the other show? God damn it, what was it?
I can't remember.
Hayuka.
I've never seen that. I don't even know what that is.
Love it.
Actually.
It's a drum. There's no fighting, there's no nothing. It's just about school, like...
I've watched anime like that. I just have to be really fucking bored, like, to, like,
watch that. So, it's, like, weird because it's, like, mysteries. Like, they, like, they're just high school kids, but they, like, have solved mysteries.
Is there, like...
It's so literally...
Do they, like, pick up a new person every episode? That's very
typical. No, it's just the four kids, the whole, like, it's only one season.
Have you ever heard
21 episodes.
Monogatari series?
I've heard of it, but I don't really know what it's
about. I'm trying to get into it right now. I'm, like, a little halfway into Bakemonogatari. A lot of great female characters in that, I will say. I have a random question for you. I listened to, like, the past, like, three episodes. Mm-hmm. Not all the way through. I'm not gonna lie.
I've lost interest midway.
No, I stopped listening to what you had to say. It's not like I won't go back to it. I listen to it all day while I work. I listen to different shit or I watch shows. But, have you really talked about anime that much before? Because from what I've heard, I haven't heard any. So I was like, damn, you're about to just do a full ass anime
episode.
Oh, yeah,
absolutely. We have not gotten into it. So we are getting into it today.
Yeah.
I totally think that y'all should go out. Check out Hayuka. Check out fucking Michiko and Hachin. You said check out Darkness.
Darker Than Black. Another one that's I don't think is really underrated, but you might not have seen it because it probably didn't appeal to you, but Steins Gate. Have you seen Steins Gate?
I saw it scrolling and I was like,
Do you know what it's about? It's time travel anime. Amazing. It's fucking brilliant.
Not Hot Tub Time Machine, the anime.
No, dude. It's Cell Phone Microwave, the anime.
No.
Way sicker, dude. Wait, but it's not they don't physically travel. Like, dude, you gotta... Okay.
I will never spoil
Steins Gate because that was an anime that, like, when I first watched it, I was on the on my couch with my laptop, like, fucking, like, on the edge, like, oh my god, like, feeling for the main character.
The only other show that's ever made me feel like that was the first episode of Attack on Titan.
Really?
Because I did not expect his mom to get her fucking legs bit off on the first
many,
episode.
Have you watched many, like, anime movies?
Yes. Actually, no. I've seen the
There's
Blue Exorcist
ones
movie.
On Netflix that
I've
you
seen.
Watch that might
make someone. Sad. So actually, someone told me to start Seven Deadly Sins. What do we think about it? I've heard a lot of people with a lot of positive feedback, but I'm just like, it's a Netflix.
If you
anime.
Asked me 2 years ago, it would have been positive feedback.
Really?
The newest season, it's over. The whole thing's over. They
just
switched
ruined
animation like studios.
I hate that.
And I swear to God, there is a fight that was hyped up for so long. I heard about it in the manga, never read it in the manga.
Yeah.
Was very excited to see this fight. Two main characters that were, like, you know, obviously, like, the most strong characters in the series. They drew that shit like it was, like, Johnny Bravo, bro. It was terrible.
Fuck no.
It was terrible. They ruined it.
The Beastars.
It looks so
good. I know we were talking about
that
animation.
How do you feel about CG?
The only other CG I've seen is Attack on Titan, like, because of the Titans.
Yeah, well, that's
like
recent.
Season 4. I've never really seen.
Good. That's good CG.
Oh, yeah. It was all right. Like, when you have the Titan and then you have the humans right next to him, it's like.
Again, you cut that out, but Berserk anime. That's what it is. The entire thing.
Really?
Oh my god, it's god awful. The newer one, the 2016-2017 one, it's terrible. So bad. 2017 got a little bit better, but 2016, terrible CG, and then there'll be like a character that looks amazingly drawn right next to him.
But then it moves, and then it's like,
ugh. Yeah, it's weird. It's just weird.
Damn, that's crazy. I've only seen it really done on Beastars and Attack on Titan, and I was like, I don't like.
Now this. You should watch. There's some good.
And I didn't. CG. I watched one episode of Beastars, and I was like, I'm done.
Okay, well, I'm not doing Beastars this. Is okay CG in my opinion, but you should watch like King and Ashura or something like that. Like the
martial arts anime. I've seen it. You also told me to watch God of High School.
Yeah, now, when it first was
airing, damn, I'm really glad excited. I didn't watch any of these because just don't live up to your expectations.
It's not
bad.
It's not... Okay, so if you want to see raw-ass fight scenes for 12 episodes, dude, I watched it.
I watched some scenes because Crunchyroll posted them on Instagram.
Yeah, they're dope. They were pretty ass, cool. Good-ass fight scenes.
But it didn't look like it really made sense.
Now, I will say it's going to get better. The story's going to make more sense, but they only adapted the very, first arc. And it's only 12 episodes, and it was just a tournament arc, essentially.
Yeah.
So, and a lot of people, I watch it, I actually, listen to another anime podcast where they were all talking shit on it. I don't think it's that bad, I just think, maybe wait till there's another season.
Okay.
Then maybe you'll enjoy it more.
Name one show that you would do anything just for an extra season.
Code Geass.
Really?
Which it's coming out, I believe.
Really?
From what I understand. I mean, it's been rumored to be coming out for years. I've read content on it, but I'd love to see an extension of Code Geass. But it most likely will be bad. I like the ending of Code Geass. But when did you get the knuckle tats? I'm sorry, I have to completely stop what I'm saying.
Last month.
Those are dope.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's sick. Okay. Anyways, he's got all the villages in Naruto tatted on his knuckles now. That's dope. Anyways, so yeah, Code Geass has a great ending. It's actually very comparative to the Attack on Titan ending that just happened in the manga. Mm-hmm. I people don't like that ending. I'm gonna watch it. Never would spoil that. Anyways, it's good. It's a good. It's a big brain anime like Death Note.
Yeah,
but Lelouch, the main character of Code Geass. Mm-hmm. Is so much better.
Yeah, that guy was a dickhead in fucking Death Note. He's so annoying.
He also got stupid.
And cynical. Me having that book would make me happy as fuck, not mad as hell. Yeah, he was like, I hate this book.
Have you watched Code Geass?
No. I was talking about Death Note.
Yeah, I know, but Death Note.
Oh my god, the Death Note fucking live action.
That's bad. Live action. I want to see a good live action one of these days. It would be nice.
We can watch Dragon Ball. That one was amazing.
Oh my god. That is one of the worst movies.
Would you like
I've
to watch
seen.
The Avatar live action?
Avatar is better than Dragon Ball. I'd watch Avatar over the Dragon Ball Evolution movie any day. That is one of the worst pieces of cinema I've ever seen.
Oh my god. Aren't they going to redo it? Aren't they redoing it?
I don't know. I'm not going to watch that shit.
There was I think it's actually in Japan. That one was American.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't mind I don't know.
Because one was really good that they just did.
Leave anime. Anime is anime for a reason. You can only do so.
What
you
did
can
they
only
just
do things in anime.
What live action did they just do that wasn't bad? It's on Netflix. It's not Death
Do
Note.
Not say Full Metal Alchemist.
No. I didn't even know there was one.
There is. It's bad.
Oh,
fuck. Alphonse is so funny, though. A big ass suit.
Does he still
armor?
Have his hair and shit?
Who?
Alphonse. Because he has the blonde with the...
No, he's in the suit of armor.
No, I know, but, outside, because I liked his armor, because he has the one hand and then the red jacket. Did they keep
That's Edward, bro.
Oh, I'm tripping.
Yeah.
Bro, I haven't watched that shit since Toonami, bro. Okay. I literally
you
haven't.
You never watched the whole thing?
No.
Bro.
I never finished.
I don't think it's something, it's really good, but I don't think it's, now that I've watched more, I don't think it's something that you have to watch this if you like anime. But I think it's, it's a pretty solid show. Brotherhood.
You know what else
you should watch
finished.
Brotherhood. You'd probably binge that shit.
I've saw it. I want to.
Yeah.
I'm going to after...
The
well,
first
actually,
nine episodes
Fire
are Force. A little bit more repetitive because they're from the first anime if you actually watch that far. But after that, it's so good.
I never finished Cowboy Bebop either.
Damn, bro. You aren't even a real anime fan.
Those are classics. You don't have to watch... You don't have to finish those.
If you finished Cowboy Bebop, you would appreciate it way more. I'll just say that much. Because you probably think watching the beginning... I'm not going to spoil Cowboy Bebop for you. That's something that you have to watch in your
life. I'll watch it. I'll finish it. I'm probably...
If you watch the first half or whatever, you're probably just
I was going to say, I'm probably at least halfway
this
done.
This is just them getting into shit. There's more of a story in the second half.
If I finish... What was the one I was just about to say? Fuck. Cowboy Bebop, yeah, I did not finish, but I can finish that. I'll get back into it. Yeah.
Again, it's older. It doesn't. Yeah. It might. It's never gonna. It's probably not gonna be your favorite anime.
That's what I was gonna say. Can you please provide me with the anime of that girl with the spider pussy? You've seen the gif where she crawls up onto the web and she opens her legs and it's fucking teeth and it's like a spider web.
No, I actually haven't.
You've never seen that.
No, I don't know. I'm not on Twitter, so I miss out on a lot of crazy shit.
Very much not on Twitter.
Really?
I feel like Christina fucking retweeted it.
I don't know.
She's fucking nasty.
I probably know what it is, but... Girl with a spider pussy. I'm interested.
No, you're not.
You got Prime, right? You need to watch Vinland Saga, by the way. It's a good anime.
I have to download it on this TV.
Yeah. Vinland Saga's really good. That's a manga series I'm about to get into. They're about to do the second season.
Of course Christina didn't fucking like it.
You just look it up, man. There's only so much. Spider pussy's probably.
I don't want to search anime spider pussy. Okay, I found it. This. You've never seen this gif? You've never seen this gif before?
What is this? I know this anime. I think I know it. It's like that's the 80s.
Wicked City. Is what it's called.
No, I don't know what that is. That's crazy.
That like
I'm gonna watch it.
What the fuck you got going on?
Have you ever heard of Golden Boy?
No.
Bro, you wanna laugh and like just feel kinda awkward?
Bro, look how badass the fucking cover looks.
No, this shit's probably really good, honestly.
And then she just got a spider vagina.
Honestly, good for her.
Don't discriminate.
She can do way more with that. No.
She can do way more. What's she gonna do with that spussy?
What is that spussy do, bro?
Oh. Ew. That's the intro.
Oh, there you go.
Any parting words? If anybody watching this, you've heard it here first from Logan.
If you're watching right now, check out Jujutsu Kaisen. That's
great. We didn't even talk about Jujutsu. Bro,
there's a lot to talk about. Anime, dude.
She's the moment.
Huh?
What's her name? Fuck. Starts with K. The girl.
The one with the hammer and the nails? I can't remember her name for some reason, but...
She is the truth. That bitch is raw.
The chick with the glasses way more.
Really?
Maki?
Nah, she's...
Way cooler.
Maki...
She doesn't have any fucking powers. She's just strong as shit.
When they were fighting the demon and his brother, and she just was like... Bink! Look, I was like... Oh, okay, yeah. She's got some fucking things going on I don't know about.
You gotta admit that, like, Gojo, way cooler Kakashi. He's just so OP that, oh my god, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, that's a good one.
It's a good one. I've been reading the manga for that. I'm pretty excited for that. Obviously, Attack on Titan, the anime is airing.
But Fire Force, if you haven't seen Fire Force, I'm telling you, that's gonna be my next tattoo, is either gonna be Shell or Haimea. She's so fucking raw. Haimea is a good ass.
Which
bad
one is
bitch.
Haimea?
The one with the crown on her face.
Oh, the lightning.
Yes, the plasma girl.
Okay. You're just an antagonist. Bro. Right, huh?
Shinra is actually one of the first protagonists I really enjoy. I enjoy his character for a main character, and that's not something that happens to me a lot.
Oh, bro. Guts
fucking,
is the best protagonist.
What's his name? Obi? I don't know. Obi the captain is cool too.
Yeah.
But no powers, he's raw. But the black guy.
Yeah, he's sick. I did watch that fight.
When he beat the shit out of fucking.
He got his glowing tats and shit on, I was like, okay, this nigga is raw.
He
ain't playing around.
Yeah, that shit. And he was just putting
the
pressure on.
He just beat the shit out of that guy for like, oh,
and he wasn't, he like, and he knew he wasn't even like doing anything.
Yeah.
He was just like, he literally was doing all that just to stall.
Yeah.
So like, that shit was raw.
He was cool. I liked him.
I fuck with him. He's a goat. I'm glad that Tamaki is getting some fucking, like, because they nerfed her after, like, the first introduction to her, but now they got her training with Benimaru. Shinmon.
That nigga is sick.
He's literally just Fire Force Itachi.
I did watch the episode with him and Joker.
Yes.
That shit was badass.
When they infiltrated, first
captain?
Yeah.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
I like that. That was where I stopped.
I don't like Joker. He doesn't do anything for me.
I'm not talking about Joker.
You're talking about Shinmon. Yeah. But I don't have... I don't understand Joker's character enough to like him.
See, I always like the anti-hero for the most part.
Do you think he's an anti-hero?
Yeah.
I don't think he is, because he would have not tried to beat the shit out of Shinra on their first...
No, dude, you gotta... He's... You know,
I don't think
he's just testing him out, man.
But then why are they...
He's showing him what it's gonna be like.
But then why
kill him.
Yeah, but why is Leech still fucking with Company 8 then? I think they have an ulterior motive.
He does have an ulterior motive, I think it's more sinister
than it.
Again, I didn't read all the manga. I probably could go back and read the manga.
I'm just basing it on the show.
On the anime, I think that, my opinion is, it's a complex character, yeah. Obviously.
Who, Joker, yeah, or, Joker or Leech? I think they both are.
They both are, for sure. Yeah. He's just still mysterious to me.
I just feel like because they had ended the anime right now, they took a pause. Like, I don't know if that was the end of season two. It shouldn't be. It's only like 15 episodes.
That's a pause. 12 though. Episodes can be a season. So.
Yeah, I know. But there's so many characters we don't know enough about in that show.
Yeah. Well, they might.
Like, we don't know anything about Conroe.
Based on the manga, I don't think you're going to get a lot of explanation for everyone.
Like, they don't even give us, like...
It's just not long enough.
Yeah, like, I want more Conroe and Shinmon.
The problem is for the best works that come out are always the shorter ones.
Yeah.
Because you want to know more.
Right. Even that, and I feel like you can only go so far with each character.
Mm.
Like, even giving, like... I didn't even mind giving us Maki a backstory. Like, with her parents and stuff?
No, like...
And her brother?
Yeah.
I was like, honestly, I don't mind. It's not my first choice for who I wanted to know more about.
Yeah.
But I'll take it. Honestly, I'll take anything.
Wait, you got that? I didn't get to that backstory, I don't think.
Oh, really?
It was that at the end?
Closer, not super far.
I think it was 12 episodes in.
And then it might maybe be, like, I the next it. Episode, literally.
Probably.
She takes a break from the company for a while.
Yeah, I did not see that. Yeah.
But it was funny because they introduced, like, her brother and stuff.
You like ReZero?
It's literally on my Funimation list, and I haven't started it, you know?
I couldn't finish the second season of that.
Really? Either.
The first season was amazing. Really good. Crazy concept. It's an isekai, like, you know what an isekai is? You know, that's the anime where they wake up in a different world.
Oh.
So that's its own genre of anime.
Yeah.
Like Sword Art Online, all that shit. But that's one where he wakes up in, like, a... fancy type world, but like he doesn't have any powers or anything. If he dies though, he respawns. At like
a video game or
back in time.
Not
but he still feels
not cell phone microwave.
No, not cell phone microwave. No, he dies and he respawns, and then he has to figure, like, he'll respond to a certain time, and then he knows, okay, so I have to do something differently
right
in this time period so that this outcome doesn't happen.
Heard.
Yeah.
Damn.
It's
I'm excited.
Because all the other characters have Ross powers, but all he can do is just die.
Yeah. I'll see you in 30 minutes, bitch. See you in half an hour, you fuck nut.
Sometimes he goes back like a month, too.
That's like, it's like Happy Death Day.
Yeah.
Literally, the bitch was woke up. Like, she literally just get unlimited chances. She's like, a motherfucker, and then she woke up.
Yeah.
I love that.
Literally, that's basically what it is. But it's just cool fantasy, crazy fight scene shit happens, too, but... It's intense. It's a solid one.
Well, if people would want to check you out and either chat with you or follow you on places, where can they do that?
Oh, I got really not many places, but
I was like, I know. Well, so getting into streaming, I'm telling him to start streaming. So be on the lookout.
I will post it if I did.
Yeah. Discord.
My Discord. Oh shit! What my Discord's Low Gains. I have a server. You have to be cool if you play.
I'm in it, but I don't.
Yeah, he's in
I'm
it. Not... He, Xavier's in it. He doesn't use it, so you have to be as cool as Xavier.
No, I just they only play Valorant, and I'm not her. I'm
other
trash
games.
At it.
We play Escape from Tarkov. We play Valorant. We play Call of Duty.
I never played it. Y'all do not play Call of Duty because I ask all the time.
We
I used
not
to
play
ask.
Warzone.
What?
Well, at the time
I don't
that
play
you're
fuck
asking,
Warzone. I never wanted to play Warzone.
I like Warzone more. Honestly.
Really?
Yeah.
Fuck y'all.
But yeah, Instagram's Low Gains, Discord's Low Gains.
Link will be in the description.
My anime list, Low Gains.
Oh, yeah. I got you. I got you on that one. Y'all can check out these wonderful titles that we talked about. More of Logan's because he has more of a distinct taste for good shows.
I
kind of just watch bullshit. Thank you guys for being patient with me, by the way. I know we skipped last week's episode. I was feeling a little under the weather. So we are back again. Hopefully we will have a new episode in 2 weeks. I will see y'all then. Thanks for rocking with me. Toodles.
Peace.
Bye.